brings up Max Solis with a man on third and nobody out. A sacrifice could tie it 4-4. First pitch, though, to Solis, taken on the outside edge for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And Solis, right-handed hitting DH. It's a righty-lefty matchup with Spencer on the mound. And Spencer can't allow another run. Otherwise, there goes the potential quality start. But also, you don't want to allow it for the game-winning purposes, as that one is fouled back, an 0-2 count. So double the reason not to let this next run up. Man on third base, it's going to be tough to do so, especially against Max Solis and Dom Rodriguez. Both of them up next. 0-2 count coming home, misses in the dirt, blocked by Adrian, keeps it in front of him, and that makes sure that Schlatterbeck doesn't try and take off for home. So still a 1-2 count, and Solis 0-2 in the game, rather shockingly. Four home runs in the last three games. 1-2 count coming home. This one is hit out towards left field, and that will get down for a hit. It has tied this game 4-4. An RBI single for Max Solis, and that's three straight batters that have reached against Seth Spencer. Not having the sixth inning that he was hoping for, and Spencer up over 70 pitches. He's at 73 now, and it brings up Dom Rodriguez with a man on first and nobody out in the bottom of the sixth. It might be worth mentioning the Rafters' pitching lineup. It is very depleted right now as Rodriguez fouls the first pitch he sees back. 0-1 count. Only 14 listed pitchers on the Rafters' roster now, as they've lost a couple of players due to injuries and due to their commitments to college as well. You see that near the end of the Northwoods League season as we get closer and closer. 0-1 count is going to miss outside. Now brings it 1-1 to Rodriguez. And Rodriguez, right-handed hitting the righty-lefty matchup with Spencer on the mound. He is 0-2 in the game. Hit. First time on base, 1-1 count, but it misses low. Ball number count. So Lee's on first base with him over there. That represents the go-ahead run. Tied 4-4 in the bottom of the sixth. Spencer fires home, and the pitch misses low for ball number three. 3-1 the count. Cade Baldridge is on deck. He is due up with a man on first and nobody out. Spencer brings the ball into his glove, fires home, and this one is hit down the left field line, but foul. And now 3-2 the count. And with that, Rodriguez hoping to battle here. Back in the second inning, Rodriguez fouled off two pitches with two strikes, eventually struck out swinging. Has a 3-2 count now with the man on first. Pitch on the way home is a little high for ball number four, and that's four straight batters that have reached for the Woodchucks. Dom Rodriguez works on to first base, and that Mike Spears will step out to the mound to have a Seth Spencer. And Spears, the Rafters pitching coach, he's hoping to instill some confidence into his starter. Spencer now up to 79 pitches in the game. He entered this inning with just 64, but thrown 15 pitches now and still yet to record an out. We'll see if he can turn it around here. He's got a tall task ahead of him against a tough Woodchucks batting order, but the heart of the order, to say the least, has been taken care of, although not via outs. And now to Cade Baldridge. Not that he's going to be an easy out, but, well, to say the least, he is not Noah Malone. And Baldridge hoping to make me eat my words. We'll see if he can. Hitting from the right-handed hitter's side of the plate, it's a righty-lefty matchup with Spencer on the mound. First pitch on the way home, misses low for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Runners on first and second. with nobody out in the bottom of the sixth, tied 4-4. Aldridge 0-1 in the game. Last time up, grounded out 4-3. Before that, was hit by a pitch. On the way home, it's a laid bunt over to the mound. Spence back to first. Diving play by Matt and Akko, but couldn't keep the foot on the bag. And officially goes in as an E1 on the sacrifice hit. So Cade Baldridge over to first base on the bunt. Dom Rodriguez goes to second. And Max Solis goes to third. The bases are loaded with nobody out in the bottom of the sixth. Pitch on the way home. It is low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Beaver, the right-hand hitting first baseman, it's a righty-lefty matchup with Spencer on the mound. 1-0 the count on the way home. And the pitch, a little high for ball number two. Now 2-0 the count, and Beaver 0-1 in the game. He walked his last time up back in the fifth inning. Flew out to center field in the second. And Spencer brings up the leg, fires home, is inside. At 4, and with nobody out, Spencer going to have to fight back here. And oh, the count. Pitch on the way from Spencer, and that one is in there. Strike number one. 3-1 the count. Brody Sexton is on deck, and while he has been lost out season. 3-1 count is Greg Vowell, and a full count to Beaver. And the worst thing about this situation is that Chucks are going to have multiple opportunities to come back into this one. 3-2 the count. And Spencer brings the leg up, fires home, check swing. Did he go? No, he didn't. And an RBI bases loaded walk to Cale Beaver sends Cade Baldridge over to second, Dom Rodriguez to third, and Lees comes home to score. It's now 5-4 Woodchucks, and that Seth Spencer's night is over. And with that, Sexton will come up to the plate to take on a new receiver. But before then, we will head to a break. Rafters down 5-4 here in the bottom of the sixth. This is Rafters Baseball on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving Central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Brody Sexton looking to keep the big inning alive for the Woodchucks. They've seen all six batters reach base successfully, although one of them was due to an error, but still a rough inning for Seth Spencer after he was looking so good. He had thrown just 64 pitches through the first five innings and only allowed two runs, but here in the sixth, he leaves the bases loaded with nobody out. 5-4 Woodchucks lead as Dezart checks into the game. And Dezart, the new reliever for the Rafters, one of the most recent additions. Dezart, right-hander who comes from Union Grove, Wisconsin, went to Madison Area Technical College. And the right-hander struggled in his first appearance, but looked pretty good as the first pitch misses high for ball number one and a 1-0 count. Runners on every base, nobody out. And Sexton batting over 400 this season. Hit in now 14 games. Dezart will step off the mound. And looking back at Desart's last appearance, mentioned that he struggled. He two-thirds of an inning and allowed eight runs, although only three of them were earned. 1-0 the count, and the leg comes up from Dezart, but he misses in the dirt. It gets away. Adrian there covering his Dezart play at the plate, and the tag is applied. Got him. Caught ceiling home, and Dezart got hit in the hand there. And doesn't look to be shaking it at all. Very strongly applied tag there, and with that, Dom Rodriguez caught stealing home. And on that play, Cade Baldridge advanced to third and advances to second. And now a 2-0 count to Brody. This one fouled back. 2-1 the count. Huge for the Rafters because they take care of the first out. But still runners on second and third and no double play in order. 2-1 the count. And Dezart, I assume, is going to have to try and pitch around the strike zone here. You're not necessarily looking to throw it down the middle. And that was one of Dezart's biggest takeaways his last game, is saying, hey, you're not just trying to throw it down the middle. You're trying to go around the zone as the 2-1 count misses for ball number three. 3-1 the count. What he had told me is he had said, yeah, that's one of the biggest differences between this and pitching at Madison Area, some of the previous experience that he's had, is that these guys are going to get to you. You leave it over the plate. 3-1 count, gets a foul tip for strike number two. 3-2 the count. And Dezart hoping to take care of Sexton without allowing another run to score. It's still just a one game here in the bottom of the sixth, but already a 3-inning by the Woodchucks. 3-2 count, and with that, Dezart will step off of the mound to make sure that he's all good to go. Dezart, freshman season, a two-way player in college, and with that, they're going to say that's a pitch clock violation. Dezart did not step off in time, and so Brody Sexton over to first base with an automatic walk. Brings up Berkland to the plate with the and one out in the bottom of the sixth. Righty-righty matchup, and the first pitch to Berkland, high for ball number one. Not the worst thing in the world that could have happened, because now the inning-ending double play is in order. Bases loaded and one away, 1-0 count. Still just a one-run game here in the bottom of the sixth. Dezart brings the pitch home, and that one is going to hit for strike number one. 1-1 the count. Berkland, 1-for-2 on the fielder's choices last time up and singled before that. 1-1 the count. Dezart, take him out here. 5 seconds on the pitch clock. Looking back to second. Fires with 3 seconds, but it misses low and outside for ball number two. 2-1 the count. runners as the tie for ball number three, now one to Berkland. And Berkland, a 3-1 count here. All he needs to do is to take a walk to send home an insurance run. 3-1 count. It's outside for ball number four. And the third straight walk for the Woodchucks. And that is now 8 safely for the Woodchucks. Although they do have one out, that came from the caught stealing. And the RBI makes it 6-4 Woodchucks in the bottom of the sixth. Brody Sexton to second. Cale Beaver to third. And Cade Baldridge comes home to score. Runners on every base still. And now back to the top of the order with Noah Malone. First pitch. Tied for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And Malone, 1-for-3 on the game. His one hit, the two-run home run back in the third inning. But outside of that, he grounded into a fielder's choice and grounded out 5-3. 1-0 the count coming home from it, and that pitch misses outside for ball number two. Now a 2-0 count. Malone, the right-handed hitting right fielder, a righty-righty matchup with Deshart. And still just not getting ahead on the count, and 2-0 the count, misses high for ball number three. And, well, I was mentioning, when I was talking with Deshart, he said, yes, I don't want to leave it as much over the plate, but right now, not hitting enough of the plate. Couple of walks here to start off his appearance, and he's down 3-0 in the count with Noah Malone. Firing home, that pitch in there, strike, 3-1 the count. Christian Smith-Johnson is on deck, and CSJ led off this. Woodchuck's looking to bat around, and the 3-1 count coming home to Malone is take all the number two. 3-2 the count. And with one away, a ground ball could get the Rafters out of the jam, but done by the Woodchucks. They've scored four runs in the bottom of the sixth, looking to make it more. 3-2 on the way home. It's sent foul down the right field line on a line, and it remains 3-2. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up next to Malone and Landon Deshart. Already 17 pitches in the game. Bases loaded with one out. To second now, fires home, and once again fouled off by Malone. And that one, a great breaking ball that Malone was just able to spoil. 3-2 count means that the eighth pitch of the plate appearance is coming up here. And Malone, he has shown off not just the hitting ability, but the plate discipline throughout the night. 3-2 the count. Deshart looking back to second. Brings the pitch home. This one's hit out towards center field, and that will get down for a hit. Here comes the runner, but no, he will stay put at third. Bases are loaded. Still an RBI single from Noah Malone, his second hit of the game, and the Woodchucks have batted around here in the sixth. Nine consecutive batters have reached for Wausau. The Rafters just not able to get outs right now. Brody Sexton on third, Jake Berkland on second, Noah Malone on first, and still just one out in the bottom of the sixth. It's 7-4 Woodchucks, and the first pitch to CSJ called for strike number one. 0-1 the CSJ, 0-2 in the game. He walked earlier in this inning, takes the 0-1 low and outside for ball number one, 1-1 the count, and he walked on just four pitches from Seth Spencer to start off the inning. Spencer faced the first six batters, but Landon Desart taking over for him, still looking to record some outs. 1-1 the count coming home. This one misses low for ball number two. 2-1 the count. And Desart not quite able to or look towards shortstop and brings the pitch home. And that one upstairs for ball number three. 3-1 the count to CSJ. CSJ looking for another RBI. Got the bases loaded. Pitch from Desart. This one is hit up the middle and could have been a walk, but instead it'll go 1-2 on a fielder's choice to take care of the lead. So the fielder's choice there is the first batter retired of the sixth inning, but second out of the inning. CSJ over to first, Noah Malone to second, Jake Berkland to third, and Brody Sexton out at home plate. This is loaded for Dylan Schlotterbeck. First pitch to him is going to be called on the outside edge for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Schlotterbeck 1-for-3 in the game. He tripled with an RBI earlier in this inning. That made it a one-run game, but now the Woodchucks up 3 runs, 7-4. 0-1 count, misses low and away, now 1-1. And Desart has been good with that first pitch strike, but it's been since that point that he struggled a little bit. He allows batters to get ahead after whole lead. 1-1 count, this one's hit out towards right center field, chasing over to it, Clayton, and he'll be called off in right field by Monum for out number three. And that takes us out of the sixth, but 5 runs for Wausau come across, as Wausau also had 3 hits in the inning. There was one error for the Rafters, and the Woodchucks left 3 on base. We go to the top of the seventh. It is 7-4 Woodchucks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, we can't read a poker face, deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Richie Lacine out of the game after going 6 innings for the Woodchucks. He had allowed 6 hits, 4 runs. All 4 were earned on 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. He also did throw 1 wild pitch and faced 25 batters on 79 pitches. He'll now hand it off to Alan Leitner, and Leitner, a new pitcher in the game, a right-hander who takes on Mike Monum for his 3rd plate appearance of the game. First pitch in there called for strike number one, 0-1 the count, and Monum making his Rafters debut. It's his third season in the Northwoods League. He played limited time in his previous two seasons, though. Last year at Thunder Bay, 0-1 count, misses outside, 1-1. Lined out to shortstop his last time up and struck out looking earlier in the game. So looking for his first Rafters hit. 5-23 in his Northwoods League career. 1-1 count. Check swing. Did he go? No, he didn't. It missed low for ball number two. 2-1 the count. On deck is Eric Harper. And Harper, a 2-for-2 game, who hit the solo shot back in the fifth inning. It was a go-ahead homer. But the Rafters now on the scoreboard 7-4 after a 5-run inning from the Woodchucks. This one got in on the hands, popped up towards the right side of the infield, picked up at first base by the first baseman Cale Beaver, and that is out number one in the seventh inning. Brings up Eric Harper with the bases empty and one away in the top of the seventh. 7-4 the lead for the Woodchucks. And Alan Leitner, right-handed pitcher, brings this one home but misses inside for ball number one. Leitner on the season for the Woodchucks, coming in to take over for Richie Lacine. And Lacine had been having a good season. Leitner has also had a good season, but just one appearance, as the 1-0 count is in there for a strike, 1-1 the count. In that one appearance, didn't allow a run over winning against the Black Dodgers. Also did have one strikeout. 1-1 the count. It's fouled back into the netting, and now 1-2. However, in that game against Fond du Lac, he did allow two hits, but worked through the inning without allowing a run. It was a 21-11 game against the Dock Spiders. Now a 1-2 count, and pitch on the way home from Leitner. Gay swing and a miss for strike number three. Takes care of Eric Harper, and that brings up Royce Clayton Jr. with the bases empty and two away in the top of the seventh. And Clayton, the right-handed hitting center fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup with Leitner on the mound. Leitner coming from UW Parkside, a native of Kimberly, Wisconsin. 6'3", 215 junior, and the first pitch on the way to Clayton misses inside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Clayton 1-for-3 on the game. Singled his last time up back in the fifth inning. 1-0 the count, and Leitner leans back, now fires home and gets a swing and a miss. 1-1, and Clayton has been killing it as of late for the Rafters. Continued that one into this game. Clayton just big game after game and really working his season to turn it around. 1-1 the count now, and Leitner looks to retire his third straight batter. Pitch on the way home, misses outside, 2-1. Clayton has a hit in now five straight games after he singled earlier in this one. Three of those games have been multi-hit games. 2-1 the count, and Leitner taking his time. 3 seconds on the pitch clock. He now fires and called high for ball number three. 3-1 the count. And Leitner batting 250 on the season now. But really, he's been working up the offers. As I mentioned, all the hits. But he's taken a lot of walks as well. 3-1 count coming home. It misses outside for ball number four. And once again, Clayton, his second time on base. He's reached base multiple times in now five straight games, as it'll bring up Kareem Arusevic with a runner on first and two outs in the top of the seventh. Rafters down 7-4, and Arusevic, the left-handed hitting DH. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Leitner on the mound. And Arusevic, so far this game, 0-for-2. He swings and foul tips the ball back. 0-1 the count. Arusevic flew out to center field last time up. Rounded out to first earlier and walked. 0-1 the count. And now the pitch coming home gets a swing and a miss for strike number two. 0-2 the count. And with Arusevic up, you're kind of hoping for him to get back to what he did just appeared for the Rafters. He had a big 4-for-5 game in his Rafters debut. Runner taking off from first. Pitch misses inside. Throw down to second. It bounces a little too high, and so not in time on the stolen base. It's a first stolen base of the game for Royce Clayton Jr. To 17 stolen bases on the year. 1-2 count coming home, and it's a swing and a miss from Arusevic for strike number three. Second strike out of the game for Alan Leitner. And in the seventh inning, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh. It's 7-4 Woodchucks here on WIH.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Midstate Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, our good friend Matt Clark over on the television side of things here in Wausau has called a home run for Max Solis right here. So we're going to hope to prove him wrong as Landon Desart is back out for his second inning of action. Back in the sixth inning, he took over for Seth Spencer. Well, didn't allow a run of his own, but did allow a couple of inherited runs to come home. 7 runs on Seth Spencer, 6 of them were earned throughout the game. Spencer went 5 innings complete, and he allowed 4 hits and 4 walks, striking out 2 batters. Now at the plate, Max Solis takes the first pitch for strike number 1. 0-1 the count, and Solis 1-for-3 at the plate so far. The 0-1 misses low and away for ball number 1, and well, part of the reason why Matt over there on the television side had said that Solis is going to hit a home run is because he's got a home run in his last 3 games. Not one on the game yet today, and with that, he swings and misses a 1-2 count. Solis singled his last time up back in the 6th inning. Prior to that, he grounded out twice. 1-2 the count, misses outside, now 2-2. And Solis, 13 home runs on the season. You just look at these last few games, and man, oh man, he has been absolutely steaming hot. Not quite, though, as that pitch misses in the dirt outside, and now a 3-2 count. That one just looked like it wasn't released properly from Desart, and looking for a season-best performance, he already has a new high on innings pitched. Of course, he had just had one performance prior to this. He went 2/3 of an inning earlier, and the 3-2 count is taken below the zone for ball number 4. walk to Max Solis. So he did not hit a home run, as our friend Matt Clark liked to think was going to happen, but still not what the Rafters had hoped for, as Dom Rodriguez will step up to the plate with a man on first and nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. 7-7 lead for the Woodchucks. And Rodriguez, the right-handed hitting left fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup with Dezart on the mound. Pitch on the way home, misses outside for ball number one. Rodriguez, 0-2 in the game. He walked his last time up and was the first out of the inning trying to take off for home on what almost was a wild pitch, but Dezart was covering home plate and able to tag him for the first out of the inning. 1-0 count is taken for a strike, now 1-1. Before the walk, though, he was 0-2, grounding out and striking out. Now a 1-1 count with the man on first, Max Solis. Pitch on the way home, misses low and away, 2-1 the count. And Dezart has had a lot of full counts and trying to kind of nibble around the edges here. He has not been able to get too many early swings. Dezart up to 36 pitches. He's still recorded just the one full inning. 2-1 the count coming home. It's a fly ball out towards center field and right, playing over to it. Clayton is there to make the catch for out number one. Brings up Cade Baldridge with one away and a man on first in the bottom of the seventh. Still a 7-4 lead for the Woodchucks. And Cade Baldridge now hitting from the left-handed hitter's side of the plate. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Dezart on the mound. And Dezart, the right-handed hurler, looking to continue his night here. And on the mound, he looks home, brings the pitch, and the fastball misses low for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Baldridge, 0-1 in the game. He reached on an error that was a sacrifice hit. Before that, he grounded out 4-3 as this one misses to the backstop and not able to be picked up by Adrian in time. And a wild pitch advances Max Solis to second base. So a runner in scoring position with one of the seventh. And Baldridge looking to get on base for the second time today. Hit by a pitch back in the second inning. 2-0 the count, and the pitch coming in, it misses. 3-0 the count, and Dezart walked Max Solis just off the inning, so hoping to avoid the same result. Dezart look, and Baldridge is on to first yet again. Brings up Cale Beaver with runners on first and second and one out in the bottom of the seventh. And Beaver, the right-handed hitting first baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup with Dezart on the mound. And Landon Dezart, he struggled with the walks here, but has allowed just one hit so far as the first pitch is called for a strike, 0-1 the count. One hit and four walks allowed by Dezart through his now an inning and a third. Trying to take care of Beaver. The 0-1 count coming home is called a strike on the lower part of the zone again. 0-2 the count. Beaver 0-1 in the game. He has walked his last two times up. Walked in the sixth inning with the bases loaded. It was an RBI, and then walked in the fifth as well. Before that, he flew out to center field. 0-2 count coming home. Can't get the pitch called for a strike. It misses high and tight for ball number one. 1-2 the count. And realized we missed it earlier in the game as we were having a couple of technical difficulties. So we're going to go ahead and have the mailbag session for the eighth inning. 2-2 count now to Beaver. A reminder that if you'd like to have your questions answered on the Rafters broadcast, you can email raftersradiobroadcast@gmail.com, and I'll be getting to these questions as this one's hit up the middle. Desart has it bounce off his glove, picks it back up, throws it to first, and it gets over the head of Gaz over into right field. Here comes one run, and the other will stay at third. And with that, Cale Beaver reaches both first and second on a two-base error. Cade Baldridge goes to third. And Max Solis comes home to score. That makes this an 8-4 ball game. And Ziggy, the Rafters manager, Tom Zaglowski, will step out to the pitcher's mound to take Desart out of the game. So that does it for Desart's night. And with that, we will go ahead and hit a quick break. Not the way that he had wanted it to go, but, well, new pitcher coming in for the Rafters. We will get that to you when we return. This is Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
There's a quote about the importance of setting goals. If you don't know where you're going, any path will take you there. This holds true for things that are important to you financially as well. To set your financial goals, think about your priorities. Outline them as either must-haves, such as a comfortable retirement, or wish list, perhaps a vacation or entertainment. You'll want your goals to be specific. Assign estimate dates and cost to each one so you can plan how much to save and how much time you'll have before you need the money. Next, hold yourself accountable to stay on track. This involves actively tracking your progress, maintaining your focus, and using these time-tested strategies. Diversify, own quality investments, and keep a realistic perspective. A financial advisor can help with this. Finally, enjoy that sense of accomplishment when you reach your goals, seeing your efforts literally pay off.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Ashton Poole on the mound for the Rafters now. He takes over for Landon Desart, as Desart did struggle with the walks in his appearance, but he came in to take over for Seth Spencer back in the sixth inning and ended up going an inning and a third. And he faced nine total batters, throwing 46 pitches. He did allow so far one unearned run, but he has left runners on second and third with one away in the bottom of the seventh. It's an 8-4 Woodchucks lead, and Poole, hoping to keep it as such, he'll take on Brody Sexton, the right-handed hitting catcher. It's a righty-righty matchup, and the first pitch from Poole is going to miss inside for ball number one, and Brody Sexton ducked out of the batter's box to avoid getting hit. Now a 1-0 count. And Sexton, 0-2 in the game. He walked his last time up, but before that, reached on a fielder's choice and struck out swinging. 1-0 the count, and Poole fires home. That one called for a strike on the outside edge. 1-1 the count. Sexton trying to keep his strong performance rolling along. 1-1 the count. On second, it's Cale Beaver. On third, it's Cade Baldridge. Pitch from Poole is called high for ball number two, a 2-1 count. And Poole, the right-handed pitcher for the Rafters, making yet another appearance for them. He has been here since the beginning of the year. And Poole, this is game number 17 for him. 2-1 Two and one the count to Sexton. It's fouled away down the first base line, and now a 2-2 count. Poole from Iowa Central Community College. A 6'2", 215 freshman hails from Woodbury, Minnesota. This season, an 8.02 ERA hasn't been his best year, but his last two appearances, both very strong. 2-2 count coming home. Swing and a miss for strike number three. And Poole gets a huge K there. Keeps the runners put. And it brings up Jake Berkland with runners on second and third. And two outs in the bottom of the seventh. Still an 8-4 lead for the Woodchucks. And now Jake Berkland at the plate. Poole leans back and fires home, and this one's hit up the middle towards center field, running up on it. Clayton isn't there, takes it off a hop, now throws it back home, cut off by Landon Gaz, and it's a 2-RBI single for Jake Berkland. His second hit of the game, RBIs 2 and 3 on the night for him, and that makes this a 10-4 ball game. Another big hit for the Woodchucks as they keep this home crowd happy. Brings up Noah Malone with a runner on first and two away in the bottom of the seventh. Now a 6-run Woodchucks lead. That does clear the inherited base runners as Landon Desart's line is now finalized. All of those runs unearned as the E1 that Beaver reached on would have been out number three with Brody Sexton striking out the next batter. Noah Malone now at the plate takes the first pitch for ball number one, a 1-0 count. So Desart allowed 3 unearned runs over his 1 1/3 innings, and that pitch missing for a ball, it's now 2-0 to Malone. Malone 2-for-4 on the game. Looking for another home run as that one misses in the dirt outside. And a nice snag from Nick Adrian. Make sure that it doesn't get away. 3-0 the count. And Poole trying to take care of the top of the order with Noah Malone. And tough man to retire. 3-0 count coming home, and the pitch outside for ball number four. Malone is on for the third time today, and it brings us back to Christian Smith-Johnson with runners on first and second and two outs in the bottom of the seventh. And Smith-Johnson, the right-handed hitting center fielder, this is his third plate appearance between the sixth and seventh innings. And Poole looking home. The first pitch on the way is called in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And Christian Smith-Johnson, also known as CSJ, 0-for-3 in the game. Rather surprisingly, but you're bound to have one of these near over 300 hitting batters have a rough day as the 0-1 count is called upstairs for ball number one. 1-1 the count. But Smith-Johnson could still have a good day. And the Woodchucks as a team, they have really destroyed the Rafters offensively this season. As a team, they are batting .351 against Wisconsin Rapids entering this game, as this one is sent high in the air but foul on a liner down the left field line. That one was way gone if it stayed fair, but a little early on the swing, and now a 1-2 count. Christian Smith-Johnson back into the batter's box. Grounded into a fielder's choices last time up, 1-2. Walked, flew out, and grounded out his previous plate appearances. Runners going, the pitch is inside, throw on down to second, it's way offline into center field. Each runner will advance another base, and the double steals also sends home a run. And then an error. So Noah Malone now on third base after stealing second and taking third. Jake Berkland came home to score on that. It's now 11-4, and that one plunks Christian Smith-Johnson on the 2-2 count. And he will reach base. Brings up Dylan Schlotterbeck to the plate with runners on the corners and two outs in the bottom of the seventh. And Schlotterbeck, the right-handed hitting third baseman. This is also his third plate appearance between the sixth and seventh innings. Schlotterbeck, 1-for-4 in the game, but his one hit, an RBI triple back in the sixth. Runner on first is taking off, and the pitch called for a strike. No throw down from Nick Adrian. It's an 0-1 count to Schlotterbeck, and another stolen base for CSJ. As Schlotterbeck trying to keep this offensive explosion going for the Woodchucks. They've scored 9 runs between the last 2 innings, and that one nearly hits Schlotterbeck, but instead it's a 1-1 count. And Seth Spencer starting the game off so strong for the Rafters. Through the first 5 innings, he allowed just 4 base runners and 2 runs. He was in the lead, but in the 6th inning, it did not go the Rafters' way. And here, hit on the ground to left field. That gets on through. Here comes one run. Here comes another. The throw from left is up the line, and now this one goes to the backstop. And here goes Schlotterbeck to second on the error there. E7 on that play as the throw came in from left field by Jake Beauchesne, but was way up the line. 2 RBI single from Dylan Schlotterbeck, and then he ends up on second base in another multi-error game for the Rafters. They now have 4 errors on the night. Things just falling apart for Wisconsin Rapids late. And, well, I will say I'm looking forward to that mailbag session that we've got coming up in the 8th inning. And feel free to email me your questions at raftersradiobroadcast@gmail.com. Be answering anything that you want me to talk about. Rafters, Wisconsin Rapids, or really anything else. Pop culture, maybe? We'll see. We'll see what gets brought up. Runner on second is Dylan Schlotterbeck. 1-0 count on the way home. This one is hit high in the air, popped up but out of play, and now a 1-1 count. Max Solis up at the plate. He led off the seventh inning, and Matt Clark, the TV broadcaster, he said that Solis was going to hit a home run here. Well, maybe he meant later in the inning. He's got a second chance to do so, but no home run in the game yet. Solis has a homer in his last 3 games. He is 1-for-3 today with a walk and a single. Runner on second base and 2 away. The 1-1 count misses outside, and this one gets away from Adrian. Runner will take off for third on the wild pitch from Ashton Poole. And a 13-4 lead for the Woodchucks. They have put up 6 runs in the 7th after 5 runs in the 6th. They're just feeling it right now. 2-1 the count to Max Solis. And the pitch from Poole is hit high in the air towards the right side of the field, reaching foul territory, out of play. It will hit the stands. And now a 2-2 count. Runner on third is Dylan Schlotterbeck. Back-to-back innings that the Woodchucks have batted around in the 6th, batted around in the 7th now, trying to keep adding to the lead. And Poole on the mound, 2-2 the count, coming home. It misses low for ball 3. Full count to Solis. And Solis has scored his last 2 times up. But before that, he had a couple of groundouts. Still looking to lift the ball. A 3-2 count coming home. It's a swing and a miss for strike number three. A good breaking ball from Poole, able to get out of the seventh inning, but not before six runs came across for the Woodchucks. They scored those six runs on two hits. There were three errors, and the Woodchucks left one on base. We go to the top of the eighth. It's 13-4, the Woodchucks lead here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%? 25%? Or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Into the eighth inning, as promised, it is time for us to do our Rafters mailbag session, as we've got some questions that are coming in, and I'll be answering those throughout the inning. Once again, that's raftersradiobroadcast@gmail.com if you'd like to have your questions answered. So now in the top of the eighth, the first pitch to Jake Beauchesne gets a swing and a miss for strike number one, an 0-1 count. And Beauchesne leading off the eighth, the Rafters trailing it 13-4 here in the top of the eighth. 11 runs in the last two innings for the Woodchucks have them on top big. 0-1 count is in there for strike number two. Now 0-2 the count to Beauchesne, and Madden Ocko and Landon Gaz will follow. They are due up here in the top of the eighth. 0-2 count on the way home, and Alan Leitner out for his second inning of work. Sends the pitch home, but misses it for ball number one. 1-2 the count, and Jake Beauchesne, 2-for-3 on the game. He has scored two runs for the Rafters, one of them on a home run of his own. A 2-RBI homer back in the first inning. Also singled back in the sixth and takes this pitch for ball number two. 2-2 the count. So a single, a home run, and a strikeout for Beauchesne. That is how the game has gone for him. Gave the Rafters the early lead back in the first inning with his two-run shot. His run in the sixth inning that he scored was an insurance run, but he swings and misses as he goes down to one knee, and that is strike number three. Alan Leitner's third strikeout of the game, and it brings up Madden Ocko with the bases empty and a one away in the top of the eighth. 13-4, the lead for the Woodchucks. Ocko, right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with Leitner on the mound. Sun has set here in Wausau behind the hills in the distance as the first pitch to Ocko misses low for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and you can see the sun emitting rays of red into the skyline off in the distance. Last shreds of daylight here in Wausau as the 1-0 count misses low for, no, it clips the lower part of the zone for strike number one. 1-1 the count. And Landon Gaz on deck. You're waiting to see what he can do. 1-1 the count, fouled back. Now 1-2 the count. Akko 0-3 in the game. Struck out looking back in the sixth inning, and before that, lined out to second and flew out to center field. 1-2 the count now, and Leitner on the mound looking to fire home. He brings it, and Akko spoils it to stay alive. Still a 1-2 count, and well, let's answer some of the first questions that we got here. A couple of them, as first one, interesting question. What's one item that you can live you can't live without? I'll have to think about that one. 1-2 the count now on the way home. It misses low and away for ball number two, a 2-2 count. What is one item that I can't live without?